In 1914, John Maron began spending his summers on the coast of Maine with his family. The region became a major subject for his art, and he depicted many small fishing villages, like the one displayed here. The Maine watercolors reveal some of the most essential characteristics of Maron's work. As you can see here, he fluctuates between representation and abstraction, often within a single image. In addition, Maron was interested in the relationship between the image and the edges of the paper, and he sometimes created borders to frame his compositions. Maron's late paintings, like this one, are freer, more abstract and expressive than his earlier works. In his rush to render each scene spontaneously, he developed a shorthand for natural forms. Zigzags often represent waves, for example, and he used the arrangement of parallel strokes you see at the top of this work to denote the sky. The Stieglitz collection at the Metropolitan Museum includes nearly 140 works by Maron dating from 1906 to 1945. In addition to Maine, Maron worked around his primary residence in Cliffside, New Jersey, just across the river from Manhattan. And the collection contains examples of these works as well. The visionary art dealer Alfred Stieglitz promoted Maron's work for more than 30 years. To hear more about their friendship, press play.